Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and it is the middle of the week. You are almost there. Hang in there. I want to bring you today's weekday podcast about keeping your eye on the prize. You know, it's been said that if we don't shoot at something, we're going to always hit nothing. To keep our eyes on the prize is truly a biblical direction for our life. So today, as we talk about this, we're going to start in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. And the scriptures say, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Big thoughts here. I press on, meaning I'm staying the course. I'm not going to get off course because I'm headed toward the goal. And I know that when I get there, I'm going to win the prize for which God has done what? He's called me moving toward heaven in the power of Christ Jesus. This is what Philippians 3:14 is telling us. I think it's a natural reaction for a believer to sprint toward the calling when health, finances, and emotions are thriving. But the race of faith in between those near perfect moments can range from an even pace to a slow and arduous task of trudging one foot in front of the other. Let's face it, sometimes the marathon of life can be downright discouraging. Even a seasoned follower of Jesus can lose sight of the goal in difficult moments. When I was on the trail with Benj and we were walking on the Appalachian Trail, our first day, we had about a 36.5-pound backpack, and we were going up and down the mountains of North Georgia. And by the time we had gotten to about mile 14, I literally was trudging, just willing my foot to go in front of the next foot, just one step at a time. And my pace had moved to where it was so slow, I was running totally ragged. I was dry. I needed water. I was hungry. I needed food. And I was exhausted. And I needed rest. You know what? If you're running ragged today, stop and consider this. Even Jesus was upset as he prepared to endure the unimaginable pain of the cross in Matthew 27, verse 46. But Jesus trusted God even in the midst of his distress. He carried forth God's will toward the cross. He continued with the most difficult leg of the journey. With loving purpose, he summoned his friends to care for his mom in John 19, 27, and then he committed his spirit to God, and you can read about that in Luke 23, 46. You see, if you find yourself wondering how God could bring you through something really difficult or really trying or really dark, remember, he always has purpose in pain. You see, like Jesus, stay in communion with God, asking for a glimpse of what he is doing. Remember that a beautiful resurrection of your trial and ultimately your life is coming. It's just around the corner. You need to put one foot in front of the other, trusting that he's walking with you. So if you think about this, from the time when Jesus was raised on that beautiful third day, we can now say in every loss we experience, 1 Corinthians 15, 55, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? You see, Jesus' resurrection power has conquered even death, our greatest foe. So if you're running ragged today, if you're feeling like you're in desperate need today, if you're feeling all alone today, offer up a prayer that sounds like this. Lord God, thank you for giving me hope in Jesus when I'm grieving and in difficult times. I want to bring others toward you, running at full sprint toward your dreams for me, but sometimes I simply run out of steam. Please help me to see your purpose through this trial. And thank you for sending Jesus to win the race for me for eternity. What a great prayer. Offer that today and then take action. See, although one day we're going to be with Jesus far away from trials, we need other believers during the difficult times here on earth. Just as Jesus summoned his friends to help his mom, if you need help, ask someone to help you pick up and help you on the journey for a while until you can return to the race fresh and rested. If you'd like somebody to pray for you, would you do me the privilege of sending me a Facebook message and let me know how I can pray for you. And you can reach me at A. Chuck Allen, or feel free to do the same thing with a direct message on Twitter. Whatever you do, share this message. There are plenty of folks out there that are running ragged. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye now.